very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, and welcome back to your favorite figure skating podcast that makes you kiss, makes you cry, and makes you wonder, where is Sarah Hughes this week?
Where is she? She did give us a full detailed explanation of her not being here because she was on vacation.
She's in St. Lucia celebrating her mother. Mm-hmm. Her exact address is
42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
So you're in luck. It's the two of us. Uh-huh. It's like it's Grand Prix season all over.
Yeah, get ready for a pretty detail-less episode, I think.
Get ready to wander.
To stray.
Sarah listening in abject horror on a beach somewhere.
She'll have something to address with us, I'm sure. But we have left you with a two-hour episode. Also, I am a bit under the weather, if you're hearing me. But I'm fully here. I'm fully ready. I start crying.
I'm above the weather because I haven't puked in days.
Yeah.
I'm feeling great.
You had the norovirus.
I had the norovirus. I can't believe that I showed up to record that podcast and survived 2 hours of it, but I did. And here we are. So we promised you two things. We promised kind of a behind-the-scenes breakdown of the World Championships and just all the things that made it great, made it different, and, you know, everyone's favorite, a mailbag episode. Mm-hmm. So I think we can kind of combine the two.
Yes. Actually, Sarah, good night, everyone. I think it's the end of this episode for me.
You guys are like the two main talkers, and I just kind of interject myself. So it makes sense why you went straight to Sarah.
I actually wanted to start this episode in a way that wasn't so carefree.
Oh.
So there is, and I think it's a good time, like as a reminder, okay? There was this article that came out a few days ago from Tatiana Tarasova. And she's quoted, and it says, "We are not competing anywhere. Not at Europeans, not at Worlds. This is terrible. We were disqualified for no reason. They simply wanted to exclude us because we keep winning, so they banned us. They fear us."
It's giving Trump.
Well, you know what, Ashley? I thought it would be really interesting to, and I'm going to find it, to talk about like the real reason of why the Russians are banned just quickly, and then we like move on.
Well, the real reason is because of the war in Ukraine, correct?
It is, but it's even more than that. It's the timing of the war in Ukraine.
Is it because during Olympic cycles, they use the Russian government tends to use that timing as kind of a initiative to push forward in their like geopolitical agenda and attack other countries?
It's exactly that the
because
Olympics
2014
is,
was yes, Crimea.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
So there's actually this thread that I found a few, like a month or two ago on x.com.
Don't even.
No, okay.
I refuse to type in x.com every single time. I literally type out twitter.com. and I like to think that Elon Musk gets a notification every time it happens.
Yeah, Ashley Wagner has. You know what I do? And it's my act of defiance of like, maybe this is a little too like inside baseball, but this is sort of like a figure skating podcast where I don't type out usfigureskating.org. I still write usfsa.org.
And you make it redirect?
Absolutely. I'm not. Sorry.
I cannot drop
the association.
Oh, no, you can't drop the association, but you can drop my membership fee because I recently had to prove to a rink that I was a member in good standing.
Were
and
you
I
not?
Went to members.org and was like, oh, I am not in good standing. And had to go through like 3 hours of Safe Sport, which I think is great for everybody to have to go through.
Except for you, who was not in good standing.
As someone who has really done a lot of work publicly supporting athletes who have dealt with sexual assault, I do feel like I should get some reprieve from this. But I did it.
Safe sport for all, except for moi.
I don't know. Some of it, I like genuinely find some of this triggering. And I did my time and I am now in good standing. For anyone who wants to hire me, you can, because I have my green card from USFigureSkating.org.
USFSA.org. It redirects every time. That it hasn't been USFSA.org since
in like 10 years.
20, at least yeah. 20.
No, longer than that.
It's been a long time. It's been a really long time. Okay, so this thread, I'll read it. It won't take long. Oh, no. I clicked out of it. The Russians are on my phone.
The government. It's
the
Putin.
Government. They Putin. Don't want me to be... Oh, God. Do you hate when you're... I literally had it up, like my phone in my face. And Tarasova... got into my phone and she made me click a button I didn't want to click.
Right. And the button you didn't want to click was an ad for a Trump t-shirt with an eagle on it. Because that's truly all that.
Oh my God. It's so bad
Twitter.
Right now.
Like, no, it's very.
It's so bad.
I don't know what I ever did to suggest to the algorithm that I was interested in any of this.
No, they're all ads. It's all like right wing ads.
Yeah.
That being said.
Bad taste in fashion. It's a lot of eagles.
Yeah, and a lot of like maps of like we are 98%. And I'm like, that's of like the United States where it's like all red. I'm like, you guys, that's empty land.
And
where
not
are
true.
The people?
Right. Well, not for long. That empty land could be sold. You could buy it.
And for the low cost of
those national parks, they up for sale.
Yeah.
I hope some like good natured trillionaire buys them and does nothing with them.
Yeah, I will say that the trillionaires are known for their good nature.
At that point, you better be.
Well, if you bought a national park, you'd be known for your good nature, literally.
Yeah, until you start selling it off for oil drilling rights.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to your favorite figure skating.
Your favorite fracking podcast.
Okay, do you have Tarasova's?
Yeah,
well,
Tarasova. She's blocked from my phone now.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping my thumb very far away from any sort of way that I could get out of this. So this thread says, a good time to talk about why the Russians are banned and why it doesn't apply to whatever other terrible government you may justifiably hate.
Oh, because are people arguing that like Israeli...
Yes,
athletes
why are Israeli
be...
athletes
okay,
competing?
Got it.
So this
got
is
it.
From about this is from the beginning of March, this thread. And it starts with this person named Catherine Kearns.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie, it's Lauren Boebert. She says, so this person, Catherine Kearns, they say, I'm a modern historian, so I'll leave ancient history to people who read more ancient languages than me.
Okay.
The first Olympic truce was revived by the IOC in the early 1900s as the world watched horrified as the Bosnian War took place against the backdrop of Olympic venues from less than a decade before. In its modern form as part of the IOC's charter and its goal is to, quote, ensure the safe participation of athletes, officials, and spectators in the Olympic Games. Functionally, it says that a country will be in violation of the Olympic truce if they start hostilities between the start of the Olympic Games and the end of the Paralympic Games. It doesn't presume that nationals will halt hostilities during that period. Even the IOC doesn't think that they have that power. But it's their way of saying that you can't be part of this sporting community if you use this time to attack people. Only one nation has broken the Olympic truce, and they've not only started a war during that period, but they've used the Olympics itself as a distraction away from their actions. The first violation was in 2008 when Russia invaded their neighbor Georgia during the opening ceremony of the Beijing Summer Olympics. The IOC did nothing but protest because they honestly likely hadn't thought about what they would do if somebody violated it. 6 years later, during the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics, Russia violated the truce again, this time invading Ukraine during the course of an Olympic Games where they were the host. There, I distinctly remember interviews of scared Ukrainian athletes standing in the Olympic Village in Russia as their country was invaded. And the IOC could do nothing because they were all inside the country too, effectively hostages. In between the second violation and the third, there was a large state-sponsored doping scandal, and some people believe that Russia should have been banned for that. They probably should have, but that's not why they were finally banned. The third time it happened in 2022, between the closing of the Beijing Winter Olympics and the opening of the Paralympic Games, the IOC really had no other choice. They could not pretend it wouldn't keep happening. Ukrainian Paralympians living in the Olympic Village were being sent taunting messages about how their families were going to die by Russian Paralympians.
Oh my God.
Yes. The IOC does not love the idea of countries being at war. That should go without saying. But in this case, it wasn't a vague principle. The Olympics was being used as cover and distraction to commit acts of armed aggression, and they could not assume it would stop after the third. Had Russia waited a month and invaded Ukraine a week after the closure of the 2022 Beijing Paralympic Games, there would be no discussion of banning Russia from international sport. It would be just one more of the many conflicts in the world. And they say that, I don't have any pretense of believing that the IOC are moral and upstanding people, but I do think it doesn't take a lot of imagination to understand why they took it very personally that the Russian president saw a festival of peace as a great opportunity to kill people. And that is why the Russians are not in competition. Not because they keep winning, not because we fear them, because they use a festival of peace as an excuse to start war.
Yeah. I mean, I think another way to just expand the view, and I truly feel like I can say this because living in this country, I've gained this perspective of just like the media and the narrative and people being just like sheep who will believe whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is the narrative that you're getting in that country, and you don't have access to another perspective, at least easy access to another perspective. And so obviously when all you're hearing is this one thing, you're going to believe that one thing. You know what I mean? Like I see how they're arriving at this because
of course
it is the most accessible response for them.
Listen, Ashley, like we know just as well as every other American now what it looks like to see somebody completely brainwashed by propaganda.
Yeah.
You were just saying you almost bought an Eagle t-shirt on Twitter.com.
Exactly that. I looked at that and was like, wow, Elon that Musk. Woman's physique.
That busty woman.
The apple bottom of that woman. My God, I need that Chinese t-shirt.
Made in America in China.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, that they're big babies.
Yeah, but you know what? Like you said, like I get how they're arriving at this because this is not what they're being told, but it's like, this is why. I believe they should have been banned because of the doping.
The doping would have been a great reason to ban them, but the reason you're actually being banned is because your country starts a war every single time that everyone else is actively and in a mutually agreed upon peacetime.
Yes. So. And you know what? Like in Boston, there was somebody who asked Alyssa, I think it was after the short program, of do you wish the Russians were here or do you think that the Russians would be another competition? To which she, in a very Alyssa way, kind of, you know, went back and forth, finally turned the question around and said, well, do you wish they were here?
I love that.
Yeah. And it
Wait,
was like,
what would you say as an athlete? If, because I think that this is actually a really good question. As an athlete, knowing that you're response is going to be recorded, put everywhere, because like that's the other thing. People don't understand what it actually feels like as an athlete when you're being asked these stupid questions, because you as the athlete know it's going to be, they're going to take a clip of whatever you say and that's going to be the thing.
Yes.
So if a reporter is like, what do you think about the Russians not being in competition here, what would you say?
I think that, like, my quick answer, if I had to think really quickly on my feet, I would be like, there's a reason they're not here.
Yeah.
And I'm focusing on my own competition. I think I would say that quickly. And but if I had to, like, take and expand upon it, and I was feeling really sassy, I'd be like, they should have been banned sooner after we found out about their state-sponsored doping program. That's when they should have been banned. And I, you know, and I don't want any athletes to feel uncomfortable.
I think I would say something a lot, because at least when I was competing, I was so fucking sassy. I'd be like, I think I would say something along the lines of, no, I don't wish they were here. We can finally enjoy good skating again.
I think you would say something like that.
I would say something cunty like that, for sure. And then I'd get raked over the coals and have to make it a public apology on the Today Show.
You'd be crying in Hoda Kotb's lap and be like, I really didn't mean it. Everybody's good
at skating. She's sipping white wine out of a straw.
You know, there are moments where it's like the Russians would definitely add more flavor to a competition because it's just more people and it's more like whatever.
Sure.
Of course. In a perfect world, that would be fantastic. But like, aside from using festivals of peace to create,
kill people.
Yeah, to kill people. You're also, we're cheating.
You're cheating.
And we don't want, like, and that's so annoying and frustrating and, like, whatever.
And to cry about it.
Right.
You got caught cheating not once, but at least twice, which means it's happening a lot more than that.
But it's so deep because, like, we've talked about this on the podcast before where it's like, if we found out that there was an American athlete who was, like, doping,
done.
We'd be
They're
like,
done.
Goodbye. The Russian mentality of Camilla's doping violation wasn't like, how did this happen? This is terrible. It was, this isn't real. You set her up. Like, there is no accountability. That's the scariest part about it.
Yeah. Right, that it immediately is, this is a lie.
It's a, yes, that's it.
Which, I mean, that could be partly cultural. It could be so many different things, but I just,
but
I think the very, and I mean, this is an American podcast. It's a North American, like, audience. I think that just, like, the cultural values are, like, you did this.
Yeah.
The lapse of moral judgment to make this happen, like, where along the way was the mistake made?
But
unless,
you know what?
Like, is this true or not?
I get how they're getting there because go on Twitter.com and scroll past
and
those
buy
busty
your eagle
AI
tea.
Women and you're going to see a bunch of people who drank the motherfucking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, so true.
And so that's how
me.
It happens.
It's me tweeting.
Yeah, I'm like, no, Ashley, birds are real. Now,
oh,
there's something else I want to bring up.
Okay.
Now, there is a picture that I saw going around that I think is very cute. Okay.
And
it's from the World's Banquet. And it's,
oh my God, is it from the dancing photos from the banquet are so cute.
Yeah, they're so cute. I love them. Everybody's having like the time of their life. Nikolai Mamola is towering over everyone. He's like
everyone.
A lifehouse.
Wait, I don't think I really like named this the last episode. I'm obsessed with him. I ran into him backstage and this was like right after, because in the Kiss and Cry during his interview, he like is getting interviewed by Ben and he to Ben is like, where's Ashley? And was saying like he was inspired by my Hip Hip Chin Chin program. And of course, in that moment, I literally like apparated and appeared on stage and kissed him on the mouth. Like, that's how you win me as a fan forever.
Yeah.
And I see him backstage and I was just like, love you. Love your skating. Like, that was so cute. And he's like, I made it all up.
Stop.
Yes. He's like, I made it all up just to get in your favor. I'm like,
it worked.
Stop it.
This
I
is
will
wor-
hag over you even harder
Wait, that's
now.
So very funny.
So seeing him tearing it up on the dance floor, I'm just like, I know this kid. I love this kid.
Yeah, because
good people.
I was like at the ISU Awards doing trivia. Now yeah, don't drop dead. Hope you're sitting down for that, which was truly amazing. And I got to do my very world famous joke of I want to see who here is Olivia Smart and who here is Olivia Stupid. And who did I see? Who did I make eye contact with?
Olivia
Smart herself. So I asked her the first question, which she got wrong. And I said, sorry, you are Olivia Stupid.
Dumb.
I walked away. Olivia told me later that someone came up to her and said, hey, are you okay after that?
You got publicly bullied. Are you okay? Wait, that just speaks to how kind this group of skaters are.
Oh, yeah. And how mean we are.
Right. Because I'd be like, that was character building. How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, she's gonna study next time.
God, that was dumb of you. What are you gonna do to be better next time?
But when I was back there, and you know, I love to wear like every piece of jewelry I own all at once.
Right.
Like I am escaping.
You're like a magpie.
Yeah. Like I am gonna be on like the next season of My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding on TLC. And
you're a Romnicelli gypsy.
Nick, yes. And Nicolai Mamola grabbed my arm and said, look at the stack. And I went, oh yeah, you're my good graces. He knew not to talk about my old programs, but he knew to talk about my current jewelry
gems
situation.
Yeah. No, this rubies kid is smart. He's going yeah places.
Uh-huh.
I
and he's
6'4".
It doesn't really
he's
get...
He's so tall.
Yeah, he's so tall.
Oh, my God.
But he's not... Enough about tall, beautiful young people.
Yeah, young Italian kids.
Yes. And more about short French people. Because what
wait,
I want to
wait, did
talk
you have an
about,
interactive with interaction with Kevin?
No, other short. No. Just as short, not as white. The picture I'm talking about is another tall European gorgeous person, Kimi Rapond, and she is dancing with Adam Siohimfa. And she's towering over him.
She looks so tall.
And she's barefoot.
But he's twirling her.
Yes. And they're really dancing.
Yeah.
And this really made me think about something that I really do think is important that I bring up on this podcast.
Okay. That you're not biologically related to her.
Well, also, somebody sent us a message on the Instagram and said, I also didn't figure out why everybody was saying that's Adam's
Thank
daughter.
Thank God. This person, I might love more but than...
I love your like way of how I got there because it
right,
does
that you're
totally
like,
make sense.
She's beautiful.
That's
he's
my daughter.
Beautiful. I'm related to her.
But not that like our last names sound... incredibly exactly similar. Like they sound
no,
exactly
that never crossed my
same
mind once not a once
no it's so funny. So there's this picture and it made me think this like now I'm back onto like I'm talking about like us as a nation as us as a people.
Yeah,
I think no matter what, if I could give any advice to any parents out there as somebody who isn't one and somebody who's talking to one,
right,
I would say you always and it should be non-negotiable. You need to have your child in a dance class or like in a gymnastics class. They need to know their own body.
Yeah.
They need
agreed
to know how to move. Okay. Because I saw this trend on TikTok of a girl talking to her phone and she says, ask your boyfriend to get down on one knee and see what he does. Ask your boyfriend to get down on one knee and see what he does. Ashley, you would die that these boys get down on one knee.
Text Alex and tell him to come in here.
They get down on one knee like they're Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce about to listen for the gun to go for a sprint.
Oh, I feel like Alex would know what to do because he's done it.
Yeah. Well, so do you know
oh,
exactly
like,
what I mean?
Literally like are in like Olympic sprinter.
Like
position.
They're like tucked down. They're like sitting on their heel and the other foot is like in front. They're not like Prince Charming knee up. Like, they're not at, like, a, there's not a 90 degree angle. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not creating
a 90 degree. No, I totally get it.
And I was like, that is, Lady Gaga once said, no matter gay, straight, or bi, lesbian, or transgender life. And I believe that, right? No matter what. But if my child didn't have rhythm, I would, unfortunately, make them live on the streets.
Yeah.
And I go, you can't come back. I don't care who or what you love. I don't. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I wish that you would have taken the time to love a count of eight. I wish that you would have taken the time to do a hip flexor stretch, because it is embarrassing to the family name. This is where I would get, like, conservative Christian values. If I saw my child have no rhythm.
You understand how people disown people?
I get it now. Because I see when, like, when there's a conservative woman who sees me, they go, you should have been out on the streets. And I go, right. And I see her and I go,
you go five, six, seven, eight.
Count to eight, bitch. Count to eight right now. I pull out a gun and I have it to her hand and she's clapping off beat to the cha-cha slide. And I go, I think if we ask God,
you're dead.
He'd have a bigger problem.
He hates you more.
He absolutely.
He hates you more because he invented rhythm for the people.
For everyone. Even the deaf can feel the beat of the bass in the floor.
And if you can't.
No, if you can still feel it and you are going, no, I should clap alongside this.
Do you know that one of my, like, first dates with Alex, I love to go salsa dancing. Mm-hmm. And so he took me salsa dancing. A legitimate question on the dance floor.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't know this for sure yet. I said, can you hear the music? It's a miracle I married this man. Because
no, but he has body awareness.
No, he didn't. No, he doesn't.
No, he didn't. No, he doesn't. That was quick.
I need to. Okay. Alex, I need you to get down on one knee.
He's going to do it right.
Don't ask a question.
I've done this too many times. I'm not doing it.
Get down on one knee for the podcast, please.
Get down on both knees.
No.
No, okay, not both knees. Not Shane Dawson, both knees.
No. He's saying, no, not both knees. We're testing something. Get down on one knee, please.
Does it matter which one?
No.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, he's a pro.
Yeah, he's doing it right. I told you he has body awareness. Yeah. I'm watching. Sure. Alex looks, he's in Prince Charming.
You're
down on
Prince
one knee.
So apparently, Alex, the thing is, it's a trend on TikTok right now where girlfriends will ask their boyfriends to get down on one knee and they don't know how to do it and they look like they're about to take off on a sprint at the Olympics.
Yeah, they look like Sha'Carri Richardson.
Fully understand what you're talking about. But
he's going to need to see an image. We'll do that later. Yeah.
He's no, it's crazy.
His farming book and leaving.
Thank you, Alex.
Yes. Thank you, Alex. Was it adequate? It was good. It was good. Thank you. You passed the test. Yeah, no. I think rhythm is not a given.
No, but see, this is why I'm saying this, because I'm seeing somebody like Adam Siohimfa, who's a head shorter than Kimi Rapond, but him having rhythm, he has got swagger. He has got charisma.
The number of men that I have slept with in my life for talent and swagger and not attractiveness, I'll list them by name.
Save it for the Patreon. No.
But seriously, there's something so attractive about a man or a person.
Mm-hmm.
Who can hear an eight count and
okay,
know what
Ms.
to do
bisexual.
With it.
What?
Hey, I don't know our audience. They're pan. They're pansexual.
But
I think there's to know what to do with music is so sexy.
Yes. Or to just know what to do with your body.
Yeah.
Like I said, if my child goes out there knock-kneed, no.
I talk the talk, but I'm truly married to the whitest white man that ever whited.
No, but he got down on the right, like on one knee.
Because he practiced before he did it for real one time. He knew he couldn't propose to me in
That's
a sprint.
That's all I'm asking everyone do. Practice.
Practice. Practice. Those dance party pics, I do just want to say, I saw them, loved them, also actively thought, our world's parties never look like this.
I don't remember there being a world's party. Actually, before this world's, I sent you a photo memory, and it's you and me in a Shanghai McDonald's.
Oh my God. I'm in a leather jacket with a total, like, I took the black eyeliner and just said, let's draw a circle. Let's just rim this.
Let's rim this.
Let's just right around the edge. And that's kind of in line. I got a really cool henna hand tattoo at my last Boston Worlds. That's all I really remember. But those dance parties, I mean, you would, okay, here's the thing. If we had those dance parties, you would have been in the center dancing mm-hmm. solo.
Mm-hmm. Sweaty. Hat on the ground, asking for tips. Hat on the ground.
Button up, unbuttoned.
Yeah.
Tits out.
I truly
in
sometimes
a back bend.
See.
I see it.
Yeah, I can see it too because I have those pictures at me at things that aren't galas. They're like the last dinners at an NHK, right. And I'm wearing what can be best described as a Halloween costume top. That's something that you'd wear to a themed party. That-
yeah. Well, the themed party is last dinner at NHK. Yeah.
No, it's like the theme is slut or get out. And it was like, I said, okay.
Slut.
I don't want to get out.
Is whore? Will whore do?
Yeah. Will town charlatan work?
How about harlot? I have a red lip. And I said,
give me a second.
I have a red lip and a high pony. What can I do you for?
You know how I know that there's like some distance between like when I competed and now is that like the style is so different because it's like I'm in a sockless loafer, a skinny jean, and a mesh top from ASOS that has like flames on it.
Right. Yeah.
Honestly, it would kind of kill today.
I'm in a bandeau dress from Bebe. Because Hervé Léger was always out of my price point as a female athlete.
But not Bebe.
But not Bebe.
Are you saying Bebe like BB?
Yeah, BB.
I was like, is there another one? No, there's not.
No, it's just so much more fun to call it Bebe. I distinctly remember our galas being a little different. I remember still competing at most of
them. There was no ISU awards. Oh my God, wait. So I had the opportunity to the podcast's own and favorite pair skater, Kirsten Moortowers.
I was going to say it.
Was there. And as soon as I was done doing my trivia, I went, it's time for me to leave. It is time for me to leave. I don't need to
be a part of this.
I need to exclude myself from this narrative. And I said, it's time for me to go. Because everybody was going to the ISU Awards next. I was like hosting trivia. And it's, right. I say hosting trivia very loosely. I say that wild and loosely.
Wait, also, you were hosting trivia because they asked me to host trivia. And I said, I can't.
Okay, no,
but
wait.
I know a guy.
No, Ashley, they didn't ask you to host trivia. I'm going to tell you what they asked you to host me, what they then asked me to host, okay? And it's this guy from the ISU, and he's like, I heard that you can host the Kahoot. And I said,
you know, I know Kahoot because Alex uses Kahoot in his classroom.
Okay, well, this guy who was so fucking nice. Saying,
yeah, I know who you're talking about. He's so nice. He's lovely.
Yes, he's so nice. And I cannot remember his name right now.
great hair.
Yeah, amazing hair. But he
he's
was
actually
like,
in some of the dance photos.
He should be. Because he kept saying, so you're okay to host the Kahoot. And in my mind, it's like I'm in fight or flight. So I'm like, okay, Kahoot just must mean like.
The fun time.
Trivia in German. And I'm
it
like,
doesn't,
of course
it doesn't.
I can host
trivia
the
in
Kahoot.
German is trivia. I don't know that.
It's mean I'm a Barbie gal. That's like. It's been, it's a Bobby Veld. Like, it's.
Oh, and on Broadway.
Happy birthday, Sarah. I hope you're enjoying
it. Oh my God, she's
going to
be
listening.
So mad when she listens.
I know. So, I thought I was hosting the Kahoot, which was the German word for trivia. So, I get there for like an hour before this little cocktail event. He's like, so do you have the Kahoot prepared? And I'm like, I absolutely do. Because I said, thank God, on the run through your favorite figure skating podcast where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and do trivia, I still have all of those trivia questions written
down. And you
down.
Know none of those kids are listening to this podcast.
They were not. They were skipping through the trivia. If any of those kids are listening to the podcast, they're fast-forwarding Google alerts to their own name, as I would have done.
Right. Same.
That's what I would have done. I went, oh, those three fucking idiots are doing trivia. I'll catch them next
Skip
week.
Skip this episode.
Yes. That's what I do. I wouldn't give me the time of fucking day.
No.
So I'm obviously, in my mind, I have the Kahoot ready. And he goes, well, now it's time to log into the Kahoot. And I said, what? Well,
I'm logged in, baby.
So I did not have the Kahoot ready, but I did have questions ready. And so then all of a sudden I had to come clean and be like, I am sorry, because I thought Kahoot was sort of like a Wiener Schnitzel where it's like just a piece of breaded chicken.
Sausage.
Yeah. And no, a Kahoot is sort of something that you need to pay $8 a month for.
Oh my God. The login you use is ac.clark3355 at Boston Public Schools.
So when I finished the trivia finally, I kind of got out of there and I saw Kirsten and she was like, are you leaving? I said, yeah, I'm leaving. And she was like, oh, I'm going to be at the ISU Awards. I'm presenting an award. And I said, what award are you presenting? Get ready, everyone who listens to the podcast. Are you presenting the award for fattest ass?
Did you really finally say that?
Yeah, and she thought it was obviously funny. And I said, you know what? I actually have to go because I'm not nominated for anything. And she's like, well, I could go up there and nominate you for something. I'm like, well, what are you doing the nomination for? What are you announcing for? She said, best choreographer. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to have to figure out something creative. And she goes, how about I do best choreographer with the fattest ass? And I have to say, Kirsten Moore Towers took my joke, which was arguably bad, and made it great again.
Yeah.
So thank you.
She's the best. Shout out to KMT.
Huge shout out. A huge shout out to whoever did end up winning choreographer of the year with the fattest ass.
I think it was Shaylin.
It was. But I don't know if she won the sub category. Which
I don't think
kind
she won
new.
The sub, but you know, she can try again next year.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully I don't take it away from her when I win best choreographer with the fattest ass.
You know what I love about these mailbag episodes?
That we never get to them. I have it open.
Should we do one so that Sarah's not like you promise them mailbag and then don't mailbag?
Yeah, we should do one so that like when we legally get sued by our other host.
By our audience. Yeah. By the way, I do just want to say it's looking really good for our audience that come Skate America, we'll definitely do another live show.
Yeah, we definitely want to, like, we're trying to explore that at, like, all of, like, the...
the U.S. events. I think yes. It would be so fun.
Yeah, I mean, I had so much fun. Period.
Me too. That was a blast.
Yeah, that was before I knew I was nominated for best choreographer with the fattest ass. Okay, so I think this is a really good mailbag question that we're going to ask legally.
Right.
And it's, can you get Lara Naki Gutman to do a White Lotus Olympic short program?
Yeah, but what season?
Of the White Lotus?
Yeah.
Because I was going to be like, next season would be the Olympic season.
No.
I think you've got to do season one or two.
Right. Have you heard, though, this season's extended cut? Because apparently Mike White and the composer of the intro music
had a
gotten a fight.
Yes.
The composer quit, was mad, dropped the full piece on YouTube, and it actually is fucking good. Because you get the ululus.
I think that they should have. I think they both should quit because they shouldn't have changed the theme music.
Just one theme and one theme only.
The theme music was so iconic.
Okay, I don't think we can convince. I also think not all music is good music to skate to, and there's just not enough music for Lara Naki Gutman to do a White Lotus program. But if she were to do a program, what do you feel like it should be for Olympic season, short or long program?
And she's incorporating the White Lotus?
No, she can do whatever.
Okay, so I need to think of just music for her.
Yeah. I feel like she does need to keep it weird, girl.
Oh, yeah, has to.
That's such a good genre for her to exist within.
Completely. It's tough.
I don't, she is a hard
but she, what if she did like a severance program?
Oh God.
She could be like a businesswoman. You know who should do a severance program? Sarah Ilya. Everhart.
Oh my God. No, don't do that to her. Sarah, don't do that.
Sarah, don't do
that. Don't do that. But you also can't do like in memoriam programs next season either. You have to do original content. You cannot skate to famous pieces of music that your favorite skaters have skated to.
Oh, are you talking to Sarah Everhart directly now?
Directly.
Yeah, this is the Google Penguin off. She's now listening. She
also, Sarah, I really want to work with you, not to choreograph your programs, but just to teach you how to perform. So reach out to me whenever you're ready. Thanks.
Listen. Yeah. This is that, and that's our first ad that we've ever done on the podcast.
Wait, okay. Then tell me this, Adam. What skater do you want to work with? You can only pick one skater for the season, and you can either choreograph for them or just work with them because you feel like you'd be really good for them. Who is
it? I want to work with Luna Hendricks.
What would you do for her? What are you adding to her repertoire?
I think that Luna should do one of the War Horse classics. I want to see her do Samantha Cesario's Carmen.
I was going to say Carmen. I think she needs to do a slutty Carmen.
Or I have another idea where she should do something like sexy showgirl.
So Carmen.
But so who
Chicago,
doesn't die?
So what do you mean? Like Chicago?
I mean, if I were a Belgian
burlesque.
Burlesque would be fun.
Burlesque.
She should do burlesque as a long program because I would like a spoken word section where you do hear Cher and Christina Aguilera talking about the air rights.
And she's like, what are air rights? I don't know what Broadway. A Belgian accent sounds like, Broadway.
It made it sound like you did know what one sounds like.
Okay, so you want to work with Luna. I'm not kidding. I really want to just teach Sarah Everhart to perform because I fear that she's going to get left off the team if she doesn't learn how to perform because she's so good in every other aspect, but she just hasn't like tuned into that part and it would just make her shine.
Oh, can I say something else?
What?
So now it's like, who would I work with? And I'm bringing it back to me, which should not really kind of surprise or shock anyone.
I'm not surprised, yeah.
So I saw Lori Nichol at Worlds. And I said hi. And obviously, like, I've known Lori for a really long time. I never worked with Lori. And so I had seen her for a few days. And I've gotten to work with some amazing, incredible choreographers. And I love them all. And I said, Lori, I pulled her aside. She's recording Yuma Kageyama on her iPad. And I am going, I need to speak with you right now.
Right now?
Yeah. And I said, Lori, I don't have any regrets in my skating career. I say as my fingernails are digging into my palms, they're bloody. Because obviously
Do you wish you got a Lori program?
Yes.
You would have been such a good Lori skater.
I said, Lori, I don't have any regrets, but I have one wish where, like, I wish that I had a Lori Nichol program. And I said, I decided yesterday after I had seen her recording on her iPad standing next to Carolina Costner.
Right.
And I said, I've already decided, and I don't know when it's going to be. Maybe it might be next year or 3 years from now, but I need to get your number because I'm going to call you and I'm going to get a case of wine and a bowl of cigarettes. And I'm showing up to whatever rink of your choice, and I'm going to get that Lori Nichol program. And right. That's going to be like my adult present to myself. Just how Invisalign was an adult
so
present to myself.
Beautiful.
And so
what do you think you would skate to?
I'm going
to
make, she was like, I'm going to start looking for music because I'm not
Serious?
Yes. I'm not joking that I
will do this. Wait, I love that because if I were to tell Shay that I want another Shay program, she'd be like, okay, send me a bill.
I mean, I'm sure Lori is going to charge me out the ass and I'm going to have to refinance my house.
I want one more program. Don't you?
I think that it would be so fun. I mean, I think that would be a great television show where like you go and you can like work with different choreographers and you can like see it or even like a YouTube
series.
No,
that's
something.
The thing. You need to go to Japan and pitch this as a show.
Yes.
But then, like, bring me on because I want to do it.
You can be the EP. And it'll be a good way for us to get in
shape.
You can do one of the episodes.
Put together for, I'm going to learn how to say
give
it in Japanese.
Give a big old Boston welcome.
Give it up for.
Yeah, so I don't know when it's going to be. And actually, I will text Lori. I'm going to text her in the next few weeks and be like, okay, let's get real, sister.
Yeah.
What? Price range. What are we talking price? Because then, and because I think it'd be fun to film it.
Yeah.
And do like maybe it'll just be a YouTube video. But I think it would be fun to like film the however long, 3-4 days it'll take.
That's very beautiful. I love that for you. I think you should do that. I'm inspired by that too.
You should
I would love
do it because I'm sure.
I'm not sending Shay Lynn any more money than I already have. I'm not. I'm trying to think of another choreographer that, like, obviously I'd be so honored to work with Lori. Do I think I could do Lori's movement justice? I am aware of my abilities and no.
That's, I think, unfair to you.
Thank you.
But Lori, because Lori is like, or like, I would love to do a Sandra Bezick program.
Oh, honestly, that would probably, that might be my go-to. I don't know. There's just so many choreographers that are just so good. Because Caitlin Weaver and I have talked about that a lot, where Caitlin's like, I'll choreograph something for you because I just miss like learning a piece.
I know. I miss that because when I see people in costumes, I go, I really don't. You do not need to see me like in a costume.
I don't want to be in anything so exposing as spandex ever again.
No.
Says the girl who wore skin tight turtleneck dresses the entire world championships.
I think like I just like... Yeah, I just like think it would be, I think it would be so fun. That's why I would do it. And there'd literally be like no pressure and it would just be like so fun. And because when I think of Lori Nichol, that's like the first choreographer I like goo goo gaga'd over. Michelle Kwan.
Oh, yeah. Right. How could you not?
Well, and Sandra Bezick was like, she was everybody. Christy Yamaguchi, Brian Boitano, Tara Lipinski. Like, that's
and honestly,
Sandra Bezick.
They're both sweet as can be.
Yes.
Good people.
Mm-hmm. And I would honestly, I loved working with David Wilson so much. I would love to do another David Wilson.
Every single time I see him, he's like, oh, I owe you another program because you didn't end up keeping my program. I need to be like,
actually, there you go.
Bitch, it's time.
Yes. I know David would do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, no. He's like dead serious. Let's do it. All right. We're both going to Canada.
Yeah. But this is like motivating me because like sometimes like I'll spend like months off the ice and I'm like, yeah. No, I can't. If I've promised Lori Nichol I'm coming with a case of wine.
And cigarettes.
I just thought I'd throw that in. You know, I don't know. Whatever works.
Right. It doesn't matter if she smokes, but they're there.
It's ambiance. It's like to create a speakeasy at like the Richmond Training Center or like wherever she does a program.
No, that would be so fun. That's actually something I feel like a lot of people would love to see too.
Yes.
It's just the play of it all.
Because I think also I know from like choreographing programs that like there is not a lot of play that goes into like making a program now because it's
especially
like,
these days because there's just so much that has to get done.
Yeah. Especially when you get to like a footwork sequence or something like.
Yeah.
There's just, it's so technical that like you add things in and then hope some of it is to the music or like add things in and then do something to the music. And then it's like you're never doing things purely because sure. The music is telling you.
And then if you're like, actually, don't fucking make me leave the ice. Try it out.
Try it out.
What can you do? What can you come up with?
What can you come up with?
That's fun. That's beautiful.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah. I would love that. You should do that. I'll reach out to David. Oh, I miss David. David's
I know.
Such
I loved
an
working
angel.
I worked with Jeff Buttle a lot. I would love to do another
Jeff was
Jeff.
So fun. Jeff helped me clean up my Sweet Dreams program round 2. He was just the best. He wanted me to skate to Barracuda.
I love Barracuda.
I know, which upon hindsight, I'm like, wow, there's so much good music that people suggested to me where I was like, nah, I'm going to take it to Moulin Rouge and I'm going to repeat every other program. Could you imagine? Oh my God.
You know who skated to Barracuda and it was an amazing show program?
Who?
Cynthia Phaneuf, one of my favorite skaters of all time.
Icon.
Because you know who also my Olympic short program of Let Me Think About It, who skated to it first?
Cynthia Phaneuf. I was on tour with
Phaneuf.
Her.
Oh, yeah. Oh. She's the original.
Yeah. She made it out okay. She married an NHL player.
Nothing says okay like that.
Hey, I'd love to be a wag. Instead, I'm a Wagner. Which, let me tell you,
should we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay.
And then we'll go because I told my husband this would be 30 minutes and...
And it's not. Actually, I don't want to do another mailbag. I want to say this, an announcement for the podcast.
Sure.
Ashley's like, what?
Announcement for the pod and me.
Okay. I think like we have established ourselves as podcasters. I think that's kind of set.
We do this once a week.
Right. That's all it takes. We've upgraded the mics. We've done a live show. There were muffins at that show. And
not enough, apparently.
We ran out?
Something about there wasn't enough or the line just wasn't moving as smooth as it should have. But that was out of our control.
Everything was out of our control.
Yeah, that's so true.
This is what I want to say. I feel like we are a trusted and untrusted voice in the skating community. And I like that.
Yeah. Balance.
And I feel like skating is so fun and cool. And so it's so entertaining, especially when you know all the characters and all the people. So what I'm saying is I want in the summer for us to do a series on Figure Skating 101 of these are the episodes that you're going to get your friends who are not figure skating fans. You're going to have
into
them
it.
Listen to these. So we're going to do like lore of the men, the lore of the women, lore of the dance, lore and lord of the dance.
Right, right. There's actually one entire episode just
on
dedicated
Irish culture.
To Irish.
Yes.
Ireland.
So I think it's going to, like, we should do it because it will bring up to speed of, like, so if you get in, you start with the podcast, because I think that this podcast is a great way for you to become, like, a fan of the skaters, yeah, and not be like, I like to watch it, but I don't know what I'm watching. It doesn't matter if you like what, yeah, you're watching. You need to know the characters and the people.
The lore. You need to know the lore.
Because
this is such a silly sport, and if you're watching it just for the sport,
you're missing out on, like, one of the best parts of it. Is like,
which is how stupid the sport is.
Yes, but, like, that's why people love every other sport,
right?
Because all sports are stupid.
Also, make that a T or a hat.
I will. But I think that's why it's important that, like, when people are like, okay, listen, I'm excited for the skating. I'm starting to see some of the figure skaters, like, in commercials and getting sponsorships. And I want to learn a little bit more. Or, like, you, the listener, is like, I'm a huge skating fan. And I know my friend would be a huge skating fan, too, if they knew some of the lore.
Yeah.
So
I can sign on to that.
I think that, like,
I would learn so much about this sport.
I think you, out of everybody listening,
I'm the target audience.
Yeah, I'm like spoon feeding you. I'm like, you would like this.
This is Michelle Kwan.
She won nationals. She's a 15 times. So, but that's important. Like, you need to know some main characters. So we need, yeah, to figure out how we'll, like, format, like, the episode. But I think, like, you start with, like, here are some, like, recognizable names. Here are your current characters. These are why they're characters. And this is where they kind of, like, fair out what you should expect, yeah, what you should look for.
Because we want you guys to watch Olympic season, feel engaged.
Yes.
Feel like you're watching not just a competition, but, like, the show. Like, a
well,
season
of a show. Well, I would
arguably
say that, like, what we're about to do has never been done before. I get struck, right, by lightning.
Right.
What we're about to do has never been done before, and it's literally not for anybody who is listening to the podcast. Like, what we're going to do is not for who listens. They know all this stuff, and they know more than us. So it's for them to get their
less
fan.
Educated than our listeners, and I know that.
Oh, yeah. This is for their friends.
Yeah.
This is so, like, you give your friends the episode. Hey, listen to this episode. This is going to teach you everything you need to know about the women before a Grand Prix starts,
right,
before the U.S. Championship starts. So I really think that in the summer, this will be a great way, instead of us sort of doing an Irish goodbye for about 5 months.
Yeah, we have something to talk about. Yeah, because I think people just need to understand, like, why I call Luna Hendricks a harlot and how that's not offensive and how that's actually me praising her character.
Yes. So, like, and you know what? I think we have to be, like, real and honest, and as we are and do, that, like, when we get to the summer and we get through the season, there is not a lot going on. So there might be some, like, gap weeks or, like, a month or two where we go a little bit dark. But, like, I think that this is something that's going to be really important, that we have these, like, hey, I'm just getting started, and I know my friend would love this shit if she or he or they knew what the fuck was going on. So this is going to be that, like, 101 course on,
right,
each discipline. And I think that we need to have Kirsten Moore Towers come on to help us.
And
with
do
the,
pairs.
Yes.
And we leave.
And we actually don't come in to record that day. And she goes, the nominees for the
for
coach
best choreography
with the fast ass.
With the fast ass. Yeah, I love that plan. I love that we haven't passed it by Sarah.
She'll like it.
I think that's a great idea. And if you have made it to this point in the episode and you're like, they promised me that they would talk about the world championships and also do a
They were
bag.
Good. What do you want us to say?
They were good. I have a recap meeting with the ISU next week about how the event went, what I'd do differently, what I would want more of. So I'll let you know how that goes. But we have, what, one more week and then World Team Trophy? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Maybe it's next week. I don't know. But that just – that also speaks to how this event is for the athletes to go and get their coin.
Yeah. April 17th.
So, okay, we got some time. But I think having something to look forward to, breaking down the main players, why it matters, what this sport even is, how it works, all the good stuff. I think that's a great idea. But until then, I think it'll be the three of us again next week.
Next week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until then, you were making it sound like we weren't going to come back next week.
We're done.
Well, until then.
KMT is on.
I cough myself.
We put Mariah Bell on by herself.
Oh, yeah. No, we need to think of good people to...
We need to get some guests
on. Because we can plan that out in the summer easier.
Yeah. You know who we really need to get on this show? The
Barack
Iron
Obama.
Butterfly herself.
We need to get Paulina on here for
I
sure.
Know. Paulina, come on our show.
Actually, we're Paulina, because so actually we could get a few people on and be like, okay, listen, we're putting like the lore episodes together. What has to be on?
Oh, Paulina would be such a good lore episode guest.
Yes, very.
She would. And that's the end of this episode.
Yes, it is. We will see you next time here on The Run Through. Bye, everybody.
Bye.